guys, and welcome to WDW Park Hoppers Live, and we are in...
We have finally made it to the Edison.
Finally, it only took us a month.
The world-famous Disney Spring Conquering Edison.
Yeah, we're so glad. We're so glad you guys are here. We tried for 3 weeks to get here, and they've been closed for special events. We've had other things going on, so we finally got here. Very excited.
And we are wearing our Disney by the Number t-shirt club shirts, which it was actually one of the wait staff just asked me about it. Tells me she's been staring at it for a while. We've been here for an hour.
Yeah.
She waits till we hit play.
She's trained, just like all wait staff, to take a bite,
yes,
then ask you a question.
Absolutely.
So that's how that rolls. So,
yes.
Anyway, we're so glad that you guys are here. If you want to, please like and share this video. Let all your friends know. If you want to hear some really cool Disney news, by a couple of guys, a couple of knuckleheads like us having a good time, you can do that, as well as go to Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, all at WDW Park Hoppers. You can also find us at WDWParkHoppers.com, which is our home on the internet. You can find all of our show archives.
Will our home still be there?
It will still be there.
Are you sure? Because Wreck-It Ralph is going to break the internet starting tomorrow.
Yeah, no. Wreck-It Ralph's got nothing on us.
It's going to break the internet.
You can also find all of our blog articles, links out to our sponsors, our shop, the whole nine yards. We'll talk about that a little bit more. And make sure that if you want to listen to the show, you can go to iTunes and Stitcher, and you can listen to the WW Park Hoppers live show. Hopefully, Facebook won't ding us because of the Christmas music playing in the background. But that's that.
We can only hope.
Yep, there you go.
All right, one thing before we start, I definitely want to get this out there. They have extended the deadline for the Show Your Ears fundraising. So if you have not already, go put on some ears, hold a couple of plates over your head, put your hair in a little pigtail, take your picture, put it out on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. That will work.
I know.
They want your creativity, so go ahead and try it.
Yep.
And hashtag show my ears.
Show your ears.
Show your ears. Hashtag show your ears. And donations will be made towards St. Jude in the name of Disney.
Right. And
so,
last thing, if you're in the chat room, please keep chatting away with your friends. If you have a question, go ahead and put it in there. We're going to get through the live show. Then what we'll do is we will actually talk about all your questions and stuff as soon as we get done with the news. We both moved and we're both out of the shot. So, all right, go ahead.
I'm moving.
Hit it with info.
All right. Questions, comments, cries of outrage. Throw some down there because we just, we like to have you talk back to us, because if not, then we're just the two weird people sitting on a couch in the, adults only section of, it's not adults only, it's the old folks section. Yeah.
It's
the senior
quiet
section of the beautiful downstairs of the Edison. See, you told me I never screw up on videos, and now I can't even put two words together.
We have to give a shout out to our favorite bartender on Disney property, which is PJ, who's behind the bar downstairs, right in front of the band. If you're coming to the Edison, come downstairs, right at the end of the staircase, there's a bar, and there's a big dude back there named PJ. If he's there, get him to make you a cocktail. If you're a beer person, definitely get him to make you a strange brew.
If you're a gin person, he's actually making some of his own cocktails. He is fantastic at it.
Yep.
He now has the Dillinger. He is making new cocktails in honor of all his favorite gangsters.
Yeah,
so,
it's awesome. He's a good guy.
Yeah. Oh, and make sure you congratulate him on his recent marriage.
Just got hitched.
He did. Lucky guy, right?
True.
Yes.
Happy wife, happy life.
And if you don't watch or listen for any other reason, this will make your marriage seem so much calmer. Seem so much
okay.
More normal.
I think we're okay. Go ahead, hit him with the news, baby.
Yes, sir. I will do as I'm told.
Oh, my God.
I know my place.
Oh, boy.
So, new nighttime spectacle. Okay, first of all, let's just tell you. D23 has been this week. Right here in Orlando.
D23 Destination D. Celebration of Mickey Mouse.
Well, it is Mickey's 90th
birthday. That's the longest title on the planet. It's ridiculous.
Oh, you realize Disney just looked at you and said, hold my beer.
Yeah, well, we'll figure something else out.
So, most of our news tonight is coming out of Destination D. They have so much to share with all of us, and we are here to share it with you. So these are just, it is the tip of the iceberg that we have to share. All right, new nighttime spectaculars and a Beauty and the Beast sing-along has been announced for Epcot.
Beauty and the Beast.
It's not starting next week, so, you know, you got some time. This past weekend at D23's Destination D, celebrating Mickey Mouse, Disney Parks' Bob Chapek shared an exciting... I've been practicing that name all day. I keep saying
Chapek,
it wrong.
Chapek.
Bob Chapek shared an exciting update on the multi-year transformation of Epcot, including details on the new nighttime entertainment plan for the park and additions to the World Showcase.
Awesome.
So we know that Illuminations will be going away, but something new is coming around the corner. Yep. Among the announcements were updates on the new Nighttime Spectacular. This will plans to open in 2020. Mm-hmm. The new show will celebrate how Disney music inspires people around the world.
Yeah.
And it will feature massive floating set pieces, custom-built LED panels, choreographed moving fountains, lights, pyrotechnics, and lasers.
Lasers.
I think all they're missing is, like, live animals doing a can-can.
Blow-up animals. Blow up floats.
I don't know. Those might be on the floating set pieces.
That'd be awesome.
But before the new show debuts, because it is still 2018 for at least another month, there will be a limited time experience that Epcot fans, they will hope will love, called Epcot Forever. This will debut in fall of 2019 and will feature classic Epcot tunes. Epcot Forever will begin with a spark of imagination that swells into an epic spectacle of fireworks, music, lighting, laser, and special effects kites. I'm kind of excited for this part.
Kites, who knew?
Bob Chapek also announced that the name of the Ratatouille experience coming to France Pavilion, and it will be called Remy's Ratatouille Adventure.
Yeah, Remy's Ratatouille Adventure.
He also shared that there will be a new guest offering will also debut at the France Pavilion at the World Showcase. So we have Impressions of France. I'm sorry, Impressions de France.
Very nice.
There will be a brand new Beauty and the Beast sing-along created by Don Hahn, producer of the animated and live-action Beauty and the Beast film. So yeah. This is somebody, he's got Beauty and the Beast down.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
And on top of all of that, the Canada Pavilion is in the process of updating the existing O Canada 360-degree show.
O Canada.
This is just the beginning of some of the transformations and updates that they will be doing at Epcot over the next 2 years. So
yeah,
stay tuned for more.
Epcot is going to be an incredible, it's already an incredible park. It's going to be even better. I think some of these things are going to be really, really good. And, you know, I was talking with my Disney buddy, and we were talking about this whole, they're going to do the sing-along, we think, yes, inside the same theater where the movie is.
Okay.
So they'll be able to draw some of the kids in there to go see the movie and to do the sing-along.
Nice.
To offset the incredible crowds.
Now, are you guessing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
To offset the incredible crowds they're going to have for the Remy's Ratatouille Adventure. Because if you haven't gone online and seen the video from the version they have over in Disneyland Paris, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So it's going to be cool. Epcot's going to be weird for a little while during the nighttime shows, but... when they get the new show up at fall of next year, that'll be interesting. It'll be fun. Sad to see
so
Illuminations, Reflections of Earth.
We have a year of Illuminations left.
Reflections of Earth. But after that, we'll Epcot Forever.
Recording.
Yeah, I already got it.
Well, we'll have Epcot Forever for a little while. So please, down in the comments, in the notes, let us know. What is your favorite sounding of that? Or what new thing would you like to see at Epcot? What would you like to see them renovate?
So, if you've driven down Buena Vista Boulevard at any time in the last couple of months, you've seen this giant building be created over at the Disney's Coronado Springs Resort. And it's the Grand Destino Resort. And Mr. Chapek shared even more details about the resort.
He did a lot this week, didn't he?
He's a busy man.
He was.
He's a busy, busy man.
Do not tell him anything, because he's spilling all the secrets.
Yeah, they premiered some new renderings for the 15-story tower being constructed. That they've already shared some information earlier this year, but Mr. Chapek shared more details about the tower, including the name, which will be the Grand Destino Tower, which is cool because Destino is a name that, if you're a Disney fan, should ring some bells. Go look
Why
it up.
Why should it ring some bells, John?
Because it was it's a classic Disney short back in the day.
Okay.
So check that out.
I feel like you should roll your R's. The Gran Destino.
If I could do that more, I would do that.
All right.
The tower is set to be finished July of 2019. It will become the new main entrance for guests visiting the resort. The new addition will bring 545 brand new guest rooms, including 50 suites. This is going to be awesome.
They need to widen every road in Lake Buena Vista right now for all of the, for that. There's the new Marriott going in over by Bonnet Creek. There's just hotels.
Plus, you got the new hotel going over by Swan and Dolphin.
Two new hotels by Swan and Dolphin. Two?
One.
No.
It's one.
And then down the street, we got the Margaritaville.
There you go.
More hotel rooms than we know what to do with.
So then you've got a new themed table service restaurant that's going to be at the top of the Gran Destino Tower, which they say will provide ridiculous views of the fireworks show. So that'll be cool. The tower is going to sit along the shores of Lago Dorado and will celebrate the daring spirit of the great Spanish explorers, artists, writers, and architects. Guests will see a blend of classic Spanish influences, imaginative Disney touches, along with modern comforts both inside and out. And if you've seen the renderings, it looks amazing. The resort's more than 1,800 existing rooms will also be fully updated with new fixture furnishings and lighting. So that's going to be pretty cool. Now, there's going to be a second restaurant called the Villa de Largo, which is planned to open, and I don't know if you know this, this is going to be awesome. It's going to be in the middle of the resort's 14-acre lake, the Largo Dorado, with new walkways stretching across the water, making it convenient no matter where guests stay on the resort. It's going to bring a fresh color palette that will tie the entire resort together. Guests will be able to make reservations for the Gran Destino Tower for stays beginning in July of 2019. I'm super excited about the restaurant at the top of the resort, but I'm mega excited about being able to sit in the middle of the lake.
Wow, you went from super
to mega. I'm really excited about that.
Actually, mega's up here.
I'm very excited about that.
That
I think it's gonna
is
be
awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
All right, speaking of new hotels and new experiences, there is exciting Star Wars news on the horizon.
Yeah, buddy.
The Galaxy Edge news from Destination D. All right.
You need the button.
This past weekend, again, Bob Chapek, just throwing it all out there.
My buddy Nardo.
He shared some new exciting news about the Star Wars Galaxy Edge. You know, this is the new Star Wars resort coming down here to Walt Disney World. So, Bob shared two videos. These were two brand new videos, had never been seen before, but now I'm sure they're all over the internet.
Yep.
And he also revealed the names of the two major attractions that will be part of the Star Wars Galaxy Edge on opening day at Disneyland and also here at Hollywood Studios. So we're hoping, for once, we actually have everything together. The first attraction is called, ready? The Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run. This will put guests behind the controls of the most famous ship in the galaxy in one of three unique flight crews, really. You think that's how its horn is?
No.
Does it even have a horn?
Probably not.
How do you need a horn when you have a Yeti?
True. Well, the Yeti doesn't move, so.
No. I mean, not a Yeti. Oh, I did just
You mean
say
a Wookiee?
A Wookiee. I'm so fired. Okay, I'm coming back.
I'm not giving you any more Star Wars stories for a couple of days.
I don't know why you gave me a Star Wars story in the first place. I'm reading through these notes going, huh? What? Why? All right. The second attraction. So we have Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run. Second attraction puts the guests in the middle of an epic battle between the Resistance and the First Order, and it is called Star Wars Rise of the Resistance. These two new incredible experiences are paired with the land's dynamic elements and optional interactive integration with the Play Disney Parks app.
Yes.
This invites guests to become galactic travelers and live their own Star Wars story in a galaxy far, far away.
Right.
But you still have internet, so it's not that far.
Right. And inside of Destination D, they were talking about that. So, you know, they were talking about having interactive experiences inside that area. In the Disney Play app, you can choose to play or you can choose not to play. But if you choose to play, you can start accumulating points. Or not points, but you can start accumulating experiences. So, like, if you crash the Millennium Falcon, you know, they'll send bounty hunters after you, but if you do the smuggling right, they'll send other people after you to kind of get you to help them smuggle. Wow. Stuff, that kind of stuff. And I know we're not done with the story yet, but it's also funny to me how we can no longer just name names like Smuggler's Run. That would be the Millennium Falcon ride. Or, you know, Rise of the Resistance. That would be that attraction. No, we have to give it 35 names. And I think it started...
Wait, you remember at the beginning of this when you said longest title ever, and I said Disney just looked at you and said, hold my beer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, back in the day, it was like Pirates of the Caribbean, you know, the Haunted Mansion. Mm-hmm. Now it's... And I think it started with Expedition Everest, Journey to the Forbidden Mountain.
Well, maybe because they wanted to have another Expedition Everest ride in different places.
I get that.
Different parks. Have them in different names.
Yeah, and it's just funny how they do that. So, anyway, go ahead.
Are you going to let me get to the part you really, really like?
Yes.
So, if anyone does not know, Park Hopper John is a little bit of a music geek. He's a musician. So.
I'm a geek anyway.
Yes, and then you add music. And then you add composer John Williams. Yes. Bob has shared that there is even more exciting news, as the Oscar-winning composer John Williams is creating new original Star Wars themes exclusively for the land.
It's amazing. And this is a guy who's retired and he's still churning out music.
There are snippets of it online. Absolutely amazing. Bob even shared a preview of the music. It is recorded by the London Symphony Orchestra. It is recorded at the Abbey Road Studios. I don't think we could add one more iconic name to this.
No, you can't. The Beatles.
Yeah. You just wanted to say Beatles?
Yeah.
You know. Long live the Queen. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. All right. And there's even more to do at the iconic outposts. You can visit the street market in Blackspire Outposts, shop at the food stalls. You can drink blue milk.
Hopefully not the old-fashioned way.
Visit the cantina where you can see your old friend Rex, as well as you can encounter creatures and characters that are hallmarks of the Star Wars universe.
Now, pop quiz, do you remember who Rex is?
I knew he was going to do this to me. Didn't we just have this conversation, ladies and gentlemen, that he was not going to give me Star Wars stories?
I know. Remember back when they had the original Star Tours and they had the robot that screwed up the little thing? That's why you went on that weird misadventure?
Sure.
The pilot?
Okay.
That's Rex.
Alrighty then.
He's going to be the DJ.
Guests from across the galaxy can experience the new larger-than-life land at Disneyland and here in Walt Disney World beginning in 2019. Now, to add all of that, Bob shared new details about the currently in development Star Wars Resort that's coming here to Walt Disney World. Yay! This is going to be a groundbreaking experience, unlike any resort experience you've ever seen.
Yep.
From the moment you board your launch pod, it's fully immersive, multi-day Star Wars adventure aboard a luxury starship, complete with high-end dining, space view cabins, and all of the exciting action you would expect from an authentic Star Wars experience. And I'm going to throw one more thing at you. They also have, starting in 2019, do this so you can see it. The Star Wars stroller is for rent. Your kids can run around in this stroller. Well, not run, but roll around.
Is that legit?
Star Wars, it is. It is completely legit.
Oh, that's hilarious.
They're, an 8-hour rental costs $132.
God.
But you can reserve your stroller online. It does hold two small children. They're decked out with hexagonal windows, blinking LED lights, sound effects, and spaceship switches.
Can you imagine walking down Main Street USA? Pew, 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 pew. Pew, 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 pew.
Oh, look. Okay. You're going to have to tap again. Can you tap again? Look at these two very, very happy children sitting in their little stroller going down whatever road. Isn't that adorable?
That's crazy.
All right. So.
That's crazy.
They are also, this is the same company that built this, is behind the Cinderella carriage stroller, so
yep.
You can already make reservations, but they will not be available until 2019. So
that's going to be amazing.
It is. I'm kind of excited, even though you think I don't know anything about Star Wars.
And one of the things
you know, that, I love you.
I know, I love you too, Ben.
You were supposed to leave it and I knew.
I didn't. Oh, I know.
How, now, are any of you excited about Star Wars? What is your favorite part so far?
I'm fascinated about some of the announcements they made about the Star Wars Resort. And the reason that I didn't bring it into the news today is because There's still so many things up in the air. They're still in blue sky mode. They're still in dream mode. They've shared some things online, but I don't know if they're completely ready for all that yet. So we'll see what happens. But let us know in the comments what you're excited for Star Wars Land, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, and all that crazy shenanigans. So before
all the shenanigans.
All the Star Wars shenanigans. We move on, there's one thing I did want to encourage you to do. If you're going to be doing any shopping, especially during Black Friday, do us a huge favor. Do us a solid. If you like coming here and watching what we do.
We're doing them a solid. Because if you do it this way, you don't have to go stand in line. You don't have to go deal with crowds or parking places. Or do we have enough alcohol to talk about this? Or, oh my gosh, the little old ladies that like elbow you in the nose when you grab the last TV, or, yeah.
Okay.
Craziness.
So, if you're going to be doing any shopping on Amazon, one thing that you can do to help us out is go to www.parkhoppers.com/Amazon, and that'll take you to the Amazon page just like normal, but that'll drop a little cookie, and Amazon will know that you came to their site via our site. And they'll kick back a couple pennies for anything that you purchase. It doesn't cost you anything more, but it does help us out immensely. So we thank you for doing that in advance. We've got friends that remind us anytime they do any Amazon shopping, they always go to the Park Hoppers link first. So www.parkhoppers.com/Amazon. Now, the second thing that I'm really excited, we've been teasing it and teasing it and teasing it for so long. We officially have new t-shirt designs at www.parkhoppers.com/shop. We've got a Do You Park Hop t-shirt, and we've got a Doing It For The Dole Whip t-shirt. So go check that out.
That is honestly his favorite.
That's my favorite one. I did a slightly different version for the Disney Parks one, but go check that out. That would be over at www.parkhoppers.com/shop.
Well, and then coffee mugs and tumblers.
Yeah, we've got all that stuff.
All other kinds of stuff coming all soon.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of that stuff. Go check that out. That helps us. That helps us do these things live on property here. We don't have a sponsor. We're just doing this on our own. So anything you guys can do to help us out would be greatly appreciated.
PJ's cocktails do not pay for themselves.
No, they don't.
All right. Tiny little update. Over at Hollywood Studios, we have been talking about the Mickey and Minnie Runaway Railroad. This is the ride that has taken over I am really tired today.
Great movie ride.
Wow, I'm not tired. All right, so you know this is coming. It's coming to experience. The Imagineers have been hard at work creating this ride. They're using breakthrough technology to transform the two-dimensional cartoon into an amazing real-world experience. The first ever ride-through attraction themed to Mickey Mouse will feature a new original story and lovable theme song as it takes guests on a journey inside the wacky and unpredictable world of Disney Channel's Emmy Award-winning Mickey Mouse cartoon shorts.
It's going to be great.
It is.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Not a whole lot of new news, but at least they had to drop that nugget.
Yeah, so they shared some artist renderings of it. It looks like they've taken the ride vehicles from the Great Movie Ride, kind of plussed them up with a train theme. Goofy is going to be driving the train, so you know that's not going to go well. I don't know if it's going to be a physical Goofy, but Goofy's going to be driving the train.
I don't want Goofy driving.
Gosh, I guess I ran over a dog. Just kidding.
That's like my brother driving. We don't want this.
So, we love the Edison, and they've always been great to us. PJ is our favorite bartender. The food here is great. The band
is occasionally over at the Contemporary. Yes, he's down at the Wave one or two nights a week.
Yeah.
So.
But we also love new and exciting restaurants as they come open. And the Wolfgang Puck restaurant, Wolfgang Puck's Bar and Grill, is now officially open. And if you can think of Disney Springs, you've got the World of Coke. And then you've got across the street, you've got the Planet Hollywood. And then right next to Planet Hollywood is the new Guy Fieri
Chicken.
And across the street from that, Wolfgang Puck's. It's awesome. It's a great looking.
That was a really long way to say it's right next to the World of Coke.
Yeah. Man, it's next to the bathrooms technically. But anyway, another award-winning celebrity chef-driven restaurant is here at Disney Springs. The highly anticipated venue celebrated Chef Wolfgang Puck. Wolfgang Puck's Bar and Grill is now open in Town Center, obviously located next to the Coca-Cola store, right at the bottom of the orange garage
escalator. It's the orange escalator that's next to the side of the movie theater, the Eaton Dine.
Pork and Screen.
Pork and Screen.
Nomenclature.
Wow. See, I told him I was having a rough night, and he didn't believe me.
Yeah, you're doing great. I love you, baby. Featuring approachable. Featuring approachable dining with a touch of California elegance, Wolfgang Puck Barn Grill offers a dynamic setting inspired by the traditional farmhouses and showcases a menu designed to suit every occasion, from casual, leisurely meals to lavish celebratory gatherings. You can expect to find familiar signature dishes like the classic pizzas that Wolfgang is known for, alongside of some new additions like the olive oil seared red snapper with mussels, clams, and fennel, which is a notable standout. But everything on the menu looks and sounds amazing, and I can't wait to go try it. I think we're trying it
next week.
Well, we're going to be there live.
We're going to broadcast there next week.
But we also have dinner reservations there, I think, the second, third week of December.
Ooh.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, but we're going to try to sneak in there and sit at the bar and do this next week. So cross your fingers. All right, so in From Star Wars to Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm not exactly sure how I did not end up with the food this time, but, so.
You want me to take that one?
No.
Okay, you can do it.
I'm perfectly capable.
Oh, I know you are.
And you didn't think this was a lesson for people in marriage. So, Epcot's Guardians of the Galaxy attraction has been announced to feature a storytelling coaster ride vehicle. Earlier this week, Disney Parks Experiences and Consumer Products Chairman, who?
Bob Chapek. I call him Nardo. We're friends.
He shared the first details of the innovative new ride system that is planned to bring the adventurous Guardians of the Galaxy-inspired attraction to life over at Epcot. Now, I will tell you, if you have not seen the building yet, if you've not driven on the freeway near Epcot or in the parking lot, this thing is huge.
It's enormous.
It is. It's actually dwarfing the rest of the parking right now, so it's
yes,
a little frightening.
It's chaos enormous.
Yes. Now, according to Bob, building an adventure this big, they decided that it required a ride system and ride vehicles unlike anything that the guests have experienced before. What guests will encounter can best be described as a one-of-a-kind storytelling coaster that connects the adventure of a storyline and the thrills of a coaster.
Yeah.
It's a mashup. On most coasters, the vehicle points straight ahead. It's what you expect. You get in the ride, it goes that way. Great. Bob has explained that on this attraction, each individual cab will be programmed to direct your eye to where the storytelling is happening around you. So I kind of thought, when I saw the video, I thought it was spinning willy-nilly, but it is directed, it is deliberate. This means instead of whizzing by the action or going, hey, what just happened? You will be fully immersed in the story from the minute you launch to the minute you finish.
Right. If you've ever seen the Cobra's Purse from Busch Gardens in Tampa, you kind of get an idea. The roller coaster, the cars can turn. And I think that this is going to be very helpful, especially with what I've been hearing rumors-wise about what they're putting inside this attraction. It's going to be...
You are full of rumors today that you don't tell me.
It's going to be awesome.
You just don't tell me anything anymore.
Oh, my God. All right. So where are we going to be live from next week again?
We just said that. We're going to be over at the Wolfgang Puck Barn Grill.
That's right.
So, next to the World of Coke.
Next to the bathrooms, next to the World of Coke. So we want to make sure that if you have any questions or comments, please leave them in the comments below. And make sure you find us over on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, at WDW Park Hoppers. You can also find us at WDWParkHoppers.com. Make sure you go to the shop. Make sure you hit Amazon. And other
more
than that,
comments on our shirts.
Yeah.
Other I than love that, the people that walk by and they're like,
so other than that, my friends, make sure you come see us. WDW Park Hoppers, 4 parks, 1 world.
And everything in between.